You're listening to SBS News.
The fight against Australia's slowing economy was led from inside the Reserve Bank of Australia on Sydney's Martin Place. Three times this year, the RBA board cut the official cash rate, ultimately hitting a record low of 0.75%. The cuts were designed to encourage consumers to spend and businesses to borrow so they could invest and create jobs. But AMP Capital Chief Economist Shane Oliver says that didn't eventuate, even with some government support, such as tax relief.
They've taken the tax cuts, they've taken the rate cuts and said, thank you very much, I'm going to pay down my net debt faster, or if I don't have debt, I'll just save it. And that's because there's a degree of caution in the economy. Consumers are uncertain about their jobs, uncertain about what will happen in the economy. That's causing them to save that money.
Lower interest rates did have other consequences as investors looked for higher yielding assets. They offloaded the Australian dollar, which is down about 5% against the US this year, but were drawn to the Australian share market, which went up by more than 20%. And after a correction, national property values returned to growth at the end of the year. Mr. Oliver says the central bank is likely to cut rates further.
We see rates going down and we see the low point as being 0.25% and that being achieved by March of next year. The bottom line here is the Reserve Bank has goals to achieve: full employment, higher inflation, higher wages growth. They're not meeting those goals. Ideally, they need some help from Canberra.
UBS economist Carlos Cacho agrees the government will need to intervene.
Our hope is that we do see some more fiscal stimulus in the May budget next year. We're hoping for another $8 to $10 billion of tax cuts. We think that might be enough to start to see consumers go out and spend a bit more.
In the absence of that, the RBA may be forced to look to less conventional policy measures. It's ruled out negative interest rates, but it may step up forward guidance. That's when it clearly states that interest rates will stay low until its inflation, growth or unemployment targets are met. AMP Shane Oliver says quantitative easing is also on the cards.
And that involves the central bank using printed money to buy government bonds to pump that cash into the economy. The theory is that some of that extra cash will be lent out. It will result in lower cost of funding through the economy, potentially even lower mortgage rates, and also that printed money will put downwards pressure on the value of the Australian dollar.
UBS's Carlos Cacho says quantitative easing can work.
It certainly worked in reducing bond yields. You see that in the US and Europe and Japan. And in small open economies similar to Australia, like Sweden, QE has been quite effective in lowering the currency and generating inflation. So in that sense, it has worked. But as the RBA has pointed out, we've not really seen any of these central banks extricate themselves from QE yet.
The Reserve Bank Board takes a break in January, so the next time members will meet will be on the first Tuesday in February. Ricardo Gonsalves, SBS News.